Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Front desk, how may I be of service?
Good evening. I can't seem to find the number for room service listed in the hotel directory. Could you tell me what the number is?
I'm afraid we don't have room service here. However, there's a good restaurant right across the street. The menu has a wide selection of dishes, and hotel guests receive vouchers for a free drink with any meal. You can pick one up at the front desk.
Oh, all right. Thanks for letting me know. I'll be down shortly.
Number 32. Where does the man work? Number 33. What does the man recommend doing? Number 34. What can the woman get at the front desk? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I am here to get a prescription filled. My name is Kevin Rogers, and you should have received a call from the Ashcroft Clinic.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers. The pharmacist has been really busy today, so she hasn't had a chance to get your medication ready yet. It'll take about 15 minutes. Or, if you prefer, you can use our delivery service for a nominal fee.
I have some errands to run in the neighbourhood, so why don't I go to the dry cleaners first and then come back in about 20 minutes?
Number 35. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does the man plan to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Here comes a customer who wants to take a test drive with the four-door Dos Fuego. However, I can't do it right now, as I'm really backed up with paperwork. I was hoping to get a hold of Dan, but unfortunately, I haven't been able to get through to his phone. Have you seen him?
I think he's tied up with another customer. And when he stopped in earlier, he said that he needed to charge his phone. He probably hasn't had a chance yet. I'm not particularly busy right now. Shall I take the customer out?
I'd really appreciate that. I'll just grab the keys from the cabinet and meet you in the showroom.
Number 38. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 39. Why did Dan not answer his phone? Number 40. What does the woman plan to do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Evans. This is Leon Phipps, the editor of Travel Time magazine. I received your article on the best places for skiing, and I loved it. Since it was submitted after the deadline for December, we're going to print it in the January edition.
That's great news. I know that skiing doesn't always go together with budget travel, but I wanted your readers to know that there are some options out there that are quite affordable.
Well, you really understand the essence of our magazine. Now we actually want to use the article as a featured piece. Do you think you could lengthen it by about 300 words? I'll send you some suggestions for the change.
Number 41. What topic did the woman write about? Number 42. When will the magazine article appear? Number 43. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, I wonder if I could use this 10% off coupon for the purchase of these tennis rackets.
Could I take a look at it? It applies to any purchase in the store, but the problem is that the coupon is now invalid. The expiration date was 2 days ago.
Oh, I forgot to check that. Is it possible to use it anyway since it expired so recently? I remember that I was able to do that once before when I bought some soccer jerseys.
Unfortunately, I'm not authorized to allow changes to discount terms, but if you go to the customer service counter, they may be able to issue you a new coupon that's still valid.
Number 44. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 45. What problem does the man have? Number 46. What does the woman advise the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Are you all set for the tree planting project at Hilltop Park on Sunday? It's going to be a labor-intensive job, but it'll be nice to be outside. I'm glad we signed up for this project.
Yeah, it makes me feel good to help our community. And I think the picnic for volunteers in the evening is going to be a lot of fun too. I'm looking forward to going. Will you be there?
Oh, I hadn't heard about the picnic. I was planning to see a movie that night, but my plans fell through. I might just stay home with my family.
Well, if you change your mind, you're welcome to join us. You just have to bring something to eat, and everyone will share what they brought. It'll be a relaxing way to spend time with the other volunteers after all that hard work.
Number 47. What project will the speakers participate in? Number 48. What will the man do on Sunday evening? Number 49. According to the man, what should people bring to the event? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I've just seen the weather forecast, and it said that a heavy rainstorm will be passing through the area over the next 2 days. I hate to do it, but we'll have to tell our workers to postpone repaving the parking lot at Friedmont Publishing.
That's going to make it difficult to meet the work deadline. If we finish behind schedule, we'll have to compensate the client for the delay. Perhaps we could catch up on the weekend. That way, we'd only have to pay the overtime costs.
Oh, I hadn't considered that option. That's an excellent solution.
I'll find out who is available and try to form a weekend work crew. Number 50. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 51. What are the speakers worried about? Number 52. What does the man say he will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that the director made a final decision about Ms. Kirkland's replacement? Mr. Weaver was promoted to the position. He'll take on the role of head of sales starting next month.
Yes, I already heard the good news. He has been working so hard lately, and he has a lot of experience. He really deserves it.
I completely agree. How about throwing a party for Mr. Weaver to congratulate him? We could hold it in the conference room and invite the entire department.
That's a great idea. I'll call one of the nearby restaurants and order some appetizers and light dishes. What day do you think would be most convenient for everyone?
Number 53. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Number 54. What does the man suggest doing? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Troy, Hassan called. He says he's going to be about 30 minutes late for the client workshop because of heavy traffic coming into the city. He wanted me to photocopy the paperwork for the Jarvis project, but I don't see it anywhere.
That's my fault. I took the documents to review them this morning. They're right here in this folder. Do you think we should wait for Hassan before we begin the briefing?
I don't think that will be necessary. I can handle the introduction, and Hassan will probably be here by the time I'm finished. Let me just get the projector from my desk, and we can begin shortly.
Number 56. Why will Hassan arrive late for the workshop? Number 57. What did Hassan ask the woman to do? Number 58. What does the woman plan to do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Is there time to print a new version of the business proposal before we go to our client meeting?
Why? Is there a problem?
Yes. I've discovered two spelling mistakes. I want to fix them quickly.
Really? Then we definitely need to take care of that. It's important to make a good impression.
Okay, it will just take a minute.
Good. We don't have much time.
Yeah, I know Miss Caldwell probably won't have time to see us if we arrive late.
Right. She had enough trouble fitting in this meeting already. Number 59. What are the speakers doing? Number 60. What does the man imply when he says, "Then we definitely need to take care of that"? Number 61. What is suggested about Ms. Caldwell? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse us, ma'am. Can you help us?
Sure. What do you need?
We work for a clothing shop, and we need some shelves for our changing area.
All right. Do you have a specific design in mind?
We like the white shelves by the sofa sets. We'll need some help loading them onto my truck, though.
Actually, those are just display models. We ship items from our warehouse.
We thought they were for sale. We were way off.
The shelves will be delivered by tomorrow afternoon. Just make sure you have a power drill on hand to put them together.
Number 62. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 63. Why does one of the men say, "We were way off"? Number 64. What does the woman imply about the products? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, I was hoping you could assist me in finding an apartment in the neighborhood. I just relocated for work, and I'd like to find a place as soon as possible.
Certainly. Can you tell me what kind of price range you have in mind?
I'm looking for something in the area of $800 per month, But it also needs to contain basic furniture and appliances, since I don't own any of those things myself.
Let me check the database to see what's listed. When can you meet?
I should be available to attend viewings any evening this week.
Okay. Once I have a list of some suitable homes, I'll arrange to get keys from the landlords and contact you about viewings.
Number 65. What has the woman done recently? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which location will the woman choose? Number 67. What will the man do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, Kyle. It's Fiona. I got the figures you emailed me from the second trial. Do you have a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I think there must have been some kind of error.
Really? Well, it can't be our machines. We used brand new equipment to monitor the battery performance. What seems to be the issue?
Some of the results vary from the first trial. I took a closer look, and it seems that the figures for Infinity and Marcos were accidentally switched with each other.
All right. Let me look into it. Number 68. What is the purpose of the call? Number 69. What is indicated about the equipment? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which brand had a 10-hour battery life in trial 1?